Of course, a great lineup for you today. We will have Harley momentarily. He's in Berlin, of course. We hope to see if he has some contacts from Italy that were coming to Germany to actually talk about planning a national revival in against the loss of Renzi, of course, who was a European globalist. And, of course, we want to talk to Harley also about what's going on in the banking system there, the rise of Le Pen. It looks pretty inevitable that she's going to be elected now. A lot of new orders in terms of Trump that are going on right now. Pretty exciting. What I see happening is extremely likely that Trump is going to deport a lot of these illegals that have outstanding warrants for their arrest, or they had deportation orders, some of them going back a year or two, even during the Obama administration. That's what's going on. Congress, of course, is stalling a little bit on the agenda for Donald Trump. Part of it is because they can't necessarily agree with a specific plan to deal with the repeal and replace. They flail and they flail, I guess. Good, we have Harley. Harley, what's going on in Europe? We're seeing we have Mike Pence visiting Europe over there. You had I don't know, you mentioned a few weeks ago that you might have some Italian visitors that may be able to pop in for a moment as well. What's happening in France? I see from the news it looks like Le Pen is moving up in the polls. We see Germany getting more and more shaky in terms of Merkel. What's happening there?
The lead story in Europe is the dysfunction of the European Union and the European Central Bank. I spoke with one of my contacts over the weekend, who's one of the more knowledgeable people who's been around international economics and politics for a long time. And he said, if you look at what's happening in Greece right now, you'll see why the euro is destined to break apart. Now, as you remember, Bill, we're now in the fourth bailout of Greece. And the fourth bailout was a result of the fact that the third bailout, they couldn't pay off the debt. They continued to have growing debt. And so the Germans said, well, what are we going to do? This debt is all owed to German banks. So the International Monetary Fund said, well, Greece can't pay, so therefore we have to loan them more money. Now, on the surface and deep down, that makes no sense. If someone's insolvent, how is loaning them more money to pay back debt that they can't pay off later? How is that a solution? It's not. Again, it's like paying off a mortgage with a credit card. But they did this 90 billion euro deal with Greece. Now, that deal is reaching the quarter way point. And it turns out that Greece is falling further and further behind. So now they're saying they need another 86 billion euros. Now, this again makes no sense. If they couldn't pay the previous 90 billion, they have something like 325 billion in debt that they can't pay. Why loan them another 86 billion? Well, none of the money goes to Greece. Greece is like a corpse that has the blood pumping through it and out the other side to the banks. It's a pass-through. But they made a deal. The Greeks, under enormous pressure, said, okay, we'll sign another deal. They're going to have to continue the austerity. But then that deal fell apart. You know why? Because they couldn't come up with the 7 billion euros they need by the end of June, neither Greece nor the creditors. So the whole deal is rotten from top to bottom. And what my contact said is that everybody knows it's rotten. Everybody knows that sooner or later there will be massive defaults. It will trigger a chain reaction collapse through the banking system, but they won't face up to it now. And so they're saying, in fact, the Eurozone's in better shape because they got a deal with Greece. But then the deal fell apart and they said, well, we're still in good shape. So it's a classic example of complete denial. Now, in this context, what's the reaction of Europe to Trump? Well, the reaction is, we are not going to allow the Americans to dictate to us. Now, this is, of course, a joke, because under Bush and Obama, the United States, the British, and NATO dictated to the Europeans day after day after day.
Right.
And they went along with it. Why don't they want to go along with Trump? Well, because you have the bankers are still in charge of most of the governments in Europe, including in Britain, even after Brexit. And we see that with what happened in the Parliament yesterday and today, where the Parliament voted that they're going to take back the invitation to Trump to address the Parliament. So the governments of Europe are all run by the bankers. Now, in the United States, the bankers think they still have an angle at controlling Trump. But as things stand now, they're on the outside looking in. And the Europeans can't tolerate that. And so they're insisting sanctions have to remain against Russia. We have to have pressure on Russia over Ukraine. We have to have pressure on China. The EU just came up with a ruling yesterday about a rail line going from Belgrade to Budapest, from Serbia to Hungary. This is a rail line the Chinese built, which will shorten the time it takes to go from Belgrade to Budapest from 8 hours to 3 hours.
Wow.
The European Union said this is uncompetitive, therefore it's unacceptable. That's because no private company could do it, but the Chinese loaned the money, sold the equipment, and are helping them install the line. So now that it's almost complete, the EU says they're not allowed to open it. Now, what do you think that's going to do? It's just going to increase the anger at the European Union bureaucrats. So that's just a quick picture, but from the Greek debt to the overall continuation of quantitative easing to the EU dictatorship over sovereign states, you can see that Europe is set to explode. And that's why these governments are so angry at Trump, because Trump basically said, we're not playing the same game anymore in the United States.
Right. No, I think that what I would say is the next major blow to Europe will be Frexit when France leaves. And Le Pen looks like she's rising in the polls to the point where it's virtually inevitable she's going to win. I think then shortly thereafter you're going to see Germany get rid of Merkel and either an alliance of several parties or a party that rises in popularity will take over because she's just massacring the social welfare of the country. I saw an interview last night with Tucker Carlson with a Swedish journalist that actually is here in America, and she was dancing all around the issues of the 160,000 that have been moved into Sweden. Only 500 have jobs in the last 4 or 5 years. It's ridiculous. And the problem
is let me just say one thing on the European situation in terms of France and Germany. The elites in those countries are studying what happened in the United States, and they are out to do whatever they think it's going to take, including major bribery of the population, you know, offering tax cuts to the middle class, doing everything they can to keep the establishment parties in power. Now, the problem Le Pen has, short of another wave of terrorism in France, she can win the first round, but she'll probably get somewhere around 28% to 32%, and the other candidates will fight over who's going to come in second at 23% to 25%. But in the second round, the so-called conservatives, the so-called socialists, the left, the moderates, the Christian Democrats will all form an alliance to stop Le Pen. So that's why I'm saying that unless there's something very large that happens in terms of terrorism or
the next thing that's going to happen then, if Le Pen doesn't and they don't, you know, retire the debt of the European Union, which is exploding, and their policy just walked it through in terms of what Greece is, Germany, Greece, you know, at some point it's going to go whether they like it or not.
Exactly. That's the point. The whole thing will go. Now, the question is, do the elites have a strategy to prevent it? The answer is no. The establishment has no strategy.
Well, maybe in some way, and I'm just thinking sideways on this issue, maybe they actually, it's like a controlled demolition. They're not doing things because they know at some point they got a plan B for when it collapses.
Well, from what I can tell, their plan B is plan A, which is keep the major institutions liquid and let the rest of the country and the population go to hell. And their view is that combination of spying, police power, military authority, that they can keep the population in line. And in that context, Bill, here's something to think about. A lot of the terror that's happening in Europe is not refugees. It's second and third generation from the mostly the Arab world and North Africa. These are networks that have been heavily infiltrated by the police. And so the terrorism option as a false flag is very much present for the these police operations for the controlling governments.
Yeah, in other words, they want more control. So it's like what they did here with the FBI in Oregon about four or five Christmases ago, where they had a young Arab Muslim who they actually supplied false bomb materials to go down and blow up the Christmas decoration lighting ceremony, or some of these other ones. Like people have said that the pulse shooting in Florida was a false flag, or that Sandy Hook. So what do you pick? And there's several different versions. One is that they actually supply the materials, watch them, and let them do it, but they're in a sense being harbored by the intel agencies and the FBI and over in Europe by the European Central, the European intelligence, or the local national intelligence, watching them and making sure that they have all the materials to do their acts, because many of these people have got tons of data, like that guy that went through with a truck in Nice. They knew all about this guy.
That's what I was going to say. Remember, every single one of these terrorists, except the 18-year-old psycho in Bavaria, every single one of them was in police records.
Right.
In some cases, they tracked them from Turkey to Syria to Belgium. They knew where they lived. They knew the networks. They knew in advance who it was that were doing these things, the people
right.
who were going to blow up the soccer stadium and so on.
Yeah, the only thing they didn't have was a tracker anklet on them. The only thing they didn't have was that. They had all the metadata, intel, everything. It's like, you got to be
kidding.
Come on,
they had his passport.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that while there are real terrorists out there, much of the terrorism that we see is terrorism that serves the purposes of the deep state.
Right.
And we see this also in terms of what's being unleashed in the United States against Trump. You do have a lot of college students who were activated by the Bernie Sanders campaign who are, pretty much naive people who say, why don't we have a future? We need to have a future. But they know nothing about who took the future away from them.
Right.
So they're being told now, here's money, here's a bus ticket, train ticket, plane ticket, go demonstrate against Trump. Now, yesterday you had the so-called He's Not My President Day rallies.
Right.
And the media built these up as though there were millions in the street. Now, I got the police reports. Portland, Oregon, which is a hotbed of these black bloc terrorists, they only had 300 people out. At Los Angeles City Hall, where they were predicting thousands, the actual report said hundreds, and if you looked at the picture, it looked like maybe 200 people.
Yeah.
The only demonstrations of any size were New York, and Chicago had about 1,000, and that's probably directly related to Obama's old community organizing.
Right.
So we don't really see this huge seething mass of anger. There are a lot of people who are against Trump because they've been whipped up, but not enough to go out and do something. But all you need is the 300 in Portland, the few hundred that rioted in Berkeley, to create the environment where someone tosses a bomb or someone starts shooting at a crowd, as happened in the Maidan Square in Ukraine. And it serves the purpose of causing the government to call in reinforcements, police, security, even the military. And under those circumstances, you create the kind of chaos which is what the establishment wants if they can't control things. Because they're pushing us down a path toward chaos. And they just want to make sure it's controlled chaos. In other words, that they stay on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So the problem is, you see, they want to control the chaos. Eventually, they want to chip the population. They want to have martial law to some extent, even if they don't call it that. They want metadata on everybody, not just on Muslims. They want to be able to really expand the powers. And this is one of the concerns I have with our new CIA director, while doing the things to keep America safe from so-called terrorism, he's going to end up expanding the police state and the metadata on everybody. And that could be...
Bill, here's a question for you. Here's a question for you. What was done after the Snowden exposés to shut down the NSA spying? I was on a radio show in Salt Lake City yesterday where they just expanded the NSA headquarters there. They have, I think, 2,500 full-time employees. They have something that's about six city blocks big, a new building run by for the NSA,
yeah,
where they're storing the metadata. Well, they haven't stopped.
No. In fact, let me tell you a little bit about the metadata, because I got exposed from one of the first stages of this at Shreve Air Force Base in Colorado. They had an array that I actually physically walked through called a Cray array. And at the time, it was a Cray 4 system, where there were literally hundreds in a giant cube underground of Cray 4 supercomputers. They were replacing them with a Cray 5, and each Cray 5 with a gallium arsenide chip had the computing capacity of 100,000 Cray 4s. They're setting these data centers up. They're, one of them, yeah, in Utah, is using up so much water, it's actually causing a water crisis in the area. These are multi-acre sites that are just giant. I mean, they're immense. And the metadata isn't just being collected on American citizens. It's on everybody in the world. People need to understand that. When Angela Merkel discovered a few years ago that her phone was being hacked, it was being hacked because... I can quote this from one of my NSA patient contacts who was a senior NSA agent. He said this years ago, laughing, because he knew I was presidential security cleared. And I can tell you, I won't mention his name, but he said this, 90% of what the NSA does is industrial espionage. 90%. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, and on top of that, they're in the universities. They're developing the same way the FBI did to keep an eye on the anti-Vietnam War left. They're right. Doing with virtually every young person today, because when you're on social networking, communicating with your family and friends, you're communicating with the National Security Agency.
Well, listen, all these so-called social media, Twitter, Facebook, etc., all these other social media, every one of them is just a branch of the NSA, either directly or indirectly. Some of them even share land or space, like Google shares actual territorial physical space right beside each other near Langley, Virginia. I mean, people need to understand.
Well, Amazon just got a $600 million contract from the CIA. The owner of Amazon is also the owner of the Washington Post.
Right.
Does that maybe explain the CIA leaks coming out in the Washington Post?
Well, apparently there's a Katie Walsh, who was a never-Trumper that was appointed by Reince Priebus. And she's one of the insider White House leaks. But because of the changes in the NSA rules recommended by Clapper, signed into operational by the outgoing Attorney General Lynch under the executive order 13 days before he left of Obama, that filter of the NSA even to go to the other agencies isn't there anymore, so that wiretapping and snooping and everything goes out to the media with a giant no sieve. I mean, there's not even a filter anymore.
Well, and Roger Stone said on Russia Today the other day that the Obama holdovers are leaking like a sieve, that the material coming from the old networks straight to the Washington Post.
It's not a sieve. I call it a pipeline. I call it a pipeline. Yeah. It's like one of those things you see in the old movies where there's an air tube system around this giant building like News Center. And the envelope is put inside a little tube, and you go boom, and it shoots through the tube.
Well, that's it's more like an East Texas gusher.
Exactly. There's no filter here. This filter idea is like, this is a conduit of info going directly from the intel agencies to the operatives to the anti-Trump. And they're working hard to try to impeach him. Everything he does moving forward is, according to Maxine Waters, with her little lower jaw moving like a Muppet, it's time to impeach. It's time to impeach. It's less than a month since when she made that statement.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Harley, the situation to me is what I call pre-critical. If I was to say the pre-critical things, it's like when you have a pressure cooker building up pressure, you know it's going to go when the pressure is going to reach its critical level. I say that the couple things that Trump's going to face is, number one, internally, he's facing an internal coup with Katie Walsh in his White House, actually making up a schedule appointed by Reince Priebus. Some of the Congress are not moving forward. They're flailing around to get his agenda done. We see the European banks teetering on collapse, which almost certainly, if they move toward the nationalization, which even if it's not completely successful, the banks are at some point, I think this year, are going to start collapsing in Europe. I just can't see it going on. They haven't put in Glass-Steagall, which they need. They haven't put in banking reform. They haven't written off debt. They keep on loaning to people that are bad debtors. I don't understand this. Unless they're trying to create a crisis, which it's obvious to me that either they're incompetent or they're trying to create a crisis.
Or that they've concluded they have no options except to try to muddle through. Now, let me just tell you, I think it's beyond pre-critical. I think we've actually reached a critical phase because you can see every single day two things, one of which you just pointed out, which is that you have inside the intelligence community people who are committed to getting rid of Trump. And this includes people in the Republican Party.
Right.
It includes key Democratic operatives for Hillary Clinton and others. You know, Bernie Sanders opens his mouth and says some things, but he doesn't have any real power. Hillary Clinton still has power.
Right.
Now, the other person who has a lot of power is Obama. And what Lyndon LaRouche said yesterday is that this is the time that Trump has to move to, against Obama. Oh, that, and something happened yesterday. You may have seen this. Very significant. Trump moved the full Senate report on torture, which Bush tried to classify and cover up. In fact, the CIA tried to get rid of all the copies. There was only one copy left. Obama continued the cover up. Trump just moved it to the courthouse, where it's going to be made available to the court, which means that pretty soon you might see some indictments for the torture and for the people, not just the people who did the torture, but the ones who ordered it and covered it up. That is top people in the Bush administration and people like Brennan from Obama and Clapper. Now, if that's a good threat to hold over Obama's head. But Trump's probably going to have to pull the string on it.
Right.
Because these guys are going out to stop him. So LaRouche said, put out a message to Trump. He said, now is the time to go after Obama. Don't wait until there's a buildup of critical mass against you. Now, just listen to these headlines in the last couple of days from the New York Times. Nicholas Kristof, how can we get rid of Trump? Now, there's nothing subtle or ambiguous about that, is there?
No.
Kristof, a month ago, wrote Donald Trump, Kremlin Employee of the Month. David Brooks, this one-time so-called conservative columnist, what a failed Trump administration looks like. The guy's been in for 5 weeks. How can you say his administration has failed? He's actually moved to stabilize certain areas of the world, the situation with Japan, with China, with Russia, even with all the subversion by the intelligence community. There's a sense from Russia that now is the time we can work together against terrorism. This guy McMaster, who he just brought in, is part of a military group which is saying if we had the right policy, we could have defeated the terrorists.
Right.
And they want to work with the Russians.
Yeah, this guy is brilliant in his policies. His policies stabilized the situation in the early 2000s in Iraq. And, you know, he's also not a yes man. In other words, he'll stand up to Trump.
You know what his PhD thesis was on?
It was on
how military generals submitted to the incompetence of Lyndon Johnson, McNamara, and others.
I saw that this morning on the news. I thought that was clever. I was like, this guy is perfect for Trump. He's not going to just let Trump or Trump's buddies push him to do things that are stupid or dangerous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
That's the kind of person you want in there. A competent person with a backbone. Right?
Yep, exactly.
There you go. He's got the creds. Back in a moment. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Harley, you know, I think that although there's some level of what appears to be incompetence, I really think these maniacs at the top, when they have endorsed Agenda 21 and now Agenda 2030 and their globalist plans, I think they have a plan B that's so noxious, people find it hard to believe, so it's not believable, that they plan on actual population reduction with super pandemics, war, and even just economic chaos. Remember, one of the things that stuck in my mind watching the movie The Big Short was that for every 1% increase in unemployment in the United States, it killed 40,000 people. The economy...
We're seeing the death rate go up. We're seeing suicide rates go up. And we're also seeing the number of people who are incapable of working a full-time job increasing. Let me just give you some statistics that I think are relevant, because I'm writing an article this week on the whole question of the quote-unquote Obama mess. You know, Trump in Melbourne, Florida at the rally the other day said, look, it's going to take a little while to fix this because I was left quite a mess. And the media said, you know, well, look, Obama was left a mess by Bush, but Trump was left a strong economy by Obama. That's a complete lie.
Right.
Now, let me just give you some of these figures that people should jot down so that when you talk to an imbecile who says we're in a recovery, you can show them the reality. Since 2009, we know that since Obama was in, he never had higher than 2% annual growth rate. In fact, it was, I think, 1.9% average per year over the 8 years.
Right.
But that's not taking into account the population growth. Since 2009, the per capita GDP growth in the United States has been 1.1%, which is the lowest on record.
Right.
So that means as the population grew, the per capita growth was lower than it's ever been. Now, here's another figure that really stands out. Between 1985 and 2000, the total hours of paid work in the United States grew 35%. So that means between 1985 and 2000, over 15 years, there was 35% more hours of work by 2000 than there had been in 1985. Now, from 2000 to 2015, the next 15 years, which was the Bush administration with its housing bubble and then the Obama administration, the total hours of paid work is up 4%. So from 35% to 4%. And then here's another really telling statistic, because you and I have discussed this before, the labor participation rate. But for everyone 25 to 55 years old looking for work, three people have dropped out of the labor force. So that means three out of four people in prime working age have dropped out of the workforce. Now, when you put that together with the financial bubbles, with the shutdown of industry and manufacturing, 5 million manufacturing jobs lost since 2000, I think it's 2001, what you see is an economy that can no longer sustain itself. Now, that's where you start to get to what you were just talking about. What is the plan to change that? There is no plan. The argument is that we can never have the levels of growth that we had from 1945 to 1990. That kind of sustainable, increasing growth of the physical economy based on improvements in productivity not only cannot happen again, but would be dangerous and destabilizing. Now, if you conclude that, which is the conclusion of people like Bill Gates and the whole robotics crowd and most economists, then what you come up with is there are just too many people on the planet. And so what's the solution? This goes back to Meadows and Forrester, the Club of Rome, the limits to growth. We've got to reduce the population. That's their plan.
Yeah.
That's why they want war. That's why they're destroying healthcare in the advanced sector and so on. Now, this is something that when I first joined the LaRouche movement in 1972, this is what LaRouche was talking about. In 72, when we still had relatively strong levels of growth, LaRouche said the goal of the global oligarchy is to destroy the modern nation state, to destroy science, to destroy education, and to destroy culture. And we wrote a pamphlet about how the counterculture was being deployed to do that. Now, what was the counterculture in the late 60s and the 70s is the dominant culture. They've succeeded. Now, they can still be beaten. And one of the weaknesses they have, they're really freaked out about this question of Trump not going along with their phony climate science. So I think I would urge people to go to the LaRouchePact.com and stay on top day by day of the editorials we put out, the material we're producing, the videos, because we've been on top of this since 1972. And actually, LaRouche, even before that, LaRouche wrote an article in the late 50s saying that the so-called Eisenhower recession is something that's going to be locked in unless we have a change in the culture. And, of course, Kennedy started that change, and then he was murdered, and we went right back into the anti-growth policy.
Yeah. But what we're at the precipice right now, if the next 90 to 180 days Trump doesn't get his act together in terms of all of his team accomplishing things, one of the latest stories I have here from Drudge is that the Congress is stalling the Trump agenda. I saw Paul Ryan. I don't think they're stalling. I think they're getting herded together. Although they're cats, they're being herded together to deal with Obamacare, because they know if they don't deal with that first and the tax issues, they're dead in the water by 2018, which is they're already, in a sense, campaigning for 2018, and Hillary's already started to campaign for 2020. and whether she's alive or it's one of her body doubles that gets elected, we have to understand that what's going on is the globalist maniacs, they're not going to back off. They're just going to keep moving forward, 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 and they have lots of tools in their chest of armaments to deal with this. Plague,
let me give you
war,
one weakness,
economic chaos,
one weakness.
All kinds of things.
But let me give you a weakness that's being moved on, and just in terms of Paul Ryan. Look, I think Ryan is in on this. Ryan's part of the establishment.
I think
and
so.
He's not serious about it.
Same as Ryan's previous. I think that they're trying to do a dance, but I'm not really certain until I actually see the beef, as they say, you know, that old commercial.
Yeah.
Show me the beef. I want to see the actual Obamacare change. But the thing is, even that is basically cosmetic. It'll bring it back to pre Obamacare days. That's still not a solution.
No, they don't have a strategy. But here's one of the things that happened in the last few days in the Congress. Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who mostly has been a waste of time, picked up on the constant radio barrage against him that I've partly led in Salt Lake City on the KTKK radio station there, around the fact that he never really opposed Obama. Now, one of the things that we did was go after Mnuchin as a Soros agent. And what Mike Lee and several members of the House are starting to do now is call for investigations into Soros, in particular, how he's interfering in elections in Macedonia. Now, this is sort of far removed from the United States, but what's going on behind the scenes is they're trying to decide whether they're going to have the guts to take on Soros, because Soros, he's not just a Wall Street guy. He was put in position by the British Empire, by the British monarchy in the city of London.
Right.
If you take on Soros, you're taking on the heart of the enemy. Soros' Open Society is one of the groups that funds the phony climate science. He funds the open borders operations and so on. So if you take him on, you're going at the heart of the enemy. And what we've got to do is mobilize the population to put pressure on every single congressman to break with these anti-growth types, to break with these people who are wavering on Trump. It's not that people have to say they like Trump. Someone can support Glass-Steagall, not because of Trump, but because of the merits of Glass-Steagall. And someone can also support the idea of working with Russia as an anti-terror policy. So the reasoning behind this is clear, and we don't need, whether it's bipartisan, nonpartisan, I don't care. We need a policy which will defend the population against these ghoulish establishment types who are prepared to kill upwards of 4 to 5 billion people on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? And people don't really—they don't really see it that it's this crazy and this vicious. In fact, it's so outlandish that the average person can't conceive that anybody or any group would actually do this. But they've actually printed it and made it very open. Yeah, this is our goal. It's amazing.
Well, I like what Trump said about Prince Charles when he was still invited to go to England. He was asked if he would have a meeting with Prince Charles, who had just done a nasty attack on him. And he said, why should I get a lecture from that twit? So that's the proper attitude. That's the American Republican, and I mean with a small r, not Republican Party, the Republican contempt for an oligarchy. Now, that used to be what characterized Americans. What the world liked about Americans is that Americans thought for themselves. They put forward their ideas for government. They participated in a process of scientific and technological progress, and they were willing to share it with anyone in the world. That's the America that's loved around the world. The America of George W. Bush and Barack Obama is hated by most of the world.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Well, of course, what they're putting forward is massive genocide, economic collapse, a pseudo-environmentalism that'll choke off energy needs so this second and third world will starve to death in the dark, and not deal with real issues, including proliferation of nuclear weapons. Now they're detecting radioisotopes and radioiodine around Europe. They don't know if it's an old-style Chernobyl reactor or it's just Fukushima that's going, supercritical, because we know that the reactor 2 has gone up to 9.3 or 9.4 cyberts of radiation per hour. It's insane. They can't even send robots in there because the integrated circuits get fried. So,
and Bill, let me just mention one thing because I'm going to have to jump off in a second. This week is the anniversary of the Maidan coup in Ukraine, where the U.S. government, in the form of Hillary's assistant, Victoria Nuland, along with the George Soros networks and non-governmental organizations, overthrew an elected government and brought in a regime that was backed up in its security and defense forces by open adherence to Adolf Hitler in the Pravi sector and other political parties, the Svoboda
exactly.
Party in Ukraine. Now, this is the core of the fight against Trump, because Trump is saying that the sanctions should be lifted against Russia. Why were the sanctions imposed on Russia? Because Putin reacted to a Nazi regime being put in power through a regime change coup on the border of Russia. And Putin's reaction on the whole was relatively mild compared to how much the Russian people suffered because of the Nazis.
Yeah.
So to see people carrying Nazi symbols and pictures of Ukrainian generals in the Ukrainian SS that worked with the Nazis to kill Poles and Romanians and Jews in Ukraine, to see the Russians react against that should have stirred up the red-blooded Americans who also, you know, our parents and grandparents fought against the Nazis. So instead, we had a regime in Washington under Obama that supported the Nazis.
Yeah, and the worst Nazis were not even the Nazis from Germany. They were the Ukrainian Nazis who were the worst in the so-called work camps.
Yeah. So our website, as of tomorrow, will have a report, a full chronology, the LaRouchePact.com, on what happened in Ukraine and why the sanctions have to be overturned. And people like Obama and Hillary and Victoria Nuland should be tried for war crimes. So I would urge the listeners to go to the LaRouchePact.com, study that article on Ukraine, and get it around to people who will join you in bombarding the Congress to say, let's end the witch hunt against Trump and go after the real criminals, the ones like George W. Bush and Barack Obama, who created the terrorist movement and created the regime or the regime change policies that destroyed whole countries of the world.
Yeah, the fact that we have Bibi Netanyahu, and we can't say that Israel has been lily white on this, because they're trying to manipulate our policies under presidencies that have been against Israel, and the worst, of course, is Obama. But now there's a real chance that the Sunni nations see Israel and America as their ally to protect them against the hegemony of a very expansive nuclear-armed apocalyptic mullahs in Iran. And they're setting up proxy, if you want to call affiliate, armament setups in Hezbollah and Hamas, etc. They're just getting ready to cinch down or actually nuke the capitals of these Sunni Islamic states. So it's not just Israel on the chopping block now, it's all these other nations. So they're more than willing to collaborate. And again, this ties in with Turkey, which, why do you think Turkey's changing its policy? It knows its neck is on the line.
Well, they're orienting toward Russia. The important thing is that Israel even has a policy towards Russia. Qatar, which had been funding the so-called moderates in Syria, is now negotiating with the Russians. So some of the Sunni countries realize that instead of this being a Sunni-Shia war, you need some higher principle over and above that,
exactly,
which defends nations.
Right. In other words, if they make a deal with Russia, they'll be able to restrain Iran from its craziness. You can't just do it directly with Iran. You have to have great power.
No, but I'm a little more worried about the Saudis than Iran. The Saudis are the ones who completely facilitated.
Of course they are. That's why Bashar al-Assad, an eye doctor trained in Britain, said the real problem is Wahhabism, which, by the way, originated in London with the Brits.
Yeah.
And then was exported back to Saudi Arabia with Lawrence of Arabia, putting the Saudis in power over 17 other, if you want to call, princedoms there in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So people need to understand what's really going on here is that the Brits not only created much of the disasters of the 20th century, they created the rise of communist Russia, the rise of communist China, much of the balkanization of the Middle East.
It's the American Republic against the Empire. That's what we're dealing with once again.
Yeah, well, now
the American Republic must emerge. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Against the Empire. And the Empire, which is under, Tony Blair and the Vatican and the European Brussels bureaucrats. It's going to be a vicious fight, isn't it?
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I heard that Pence wasn't getting a lot of positive response by the Europeans. They weren't really, they were sort of blowing off his visit a bit.
Yeah. All right, talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, Harley. Hopefully we'll have our Italian gentleman. Did a great job today focusing on these issues. It's getting, as I say, pretty hot in the kitchen. Things are going to start bubbling over, and we're going to see some catastrophes here shortly, I believe.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi folks, in a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
You know, always open to people putting in really good questions, and I do get some good questions sometimes by email, sometimes in our consultations. Kind of amazing, actually, is some of the things that people email me on about the deep state targeting Trump, about solutions for health care, about all kinds of issues. And, of course, our consultations, I get a ton of them, especially now that for some time now we've made email consults free. And if, by the way, as soon as you start asking for medical record review or more complex cases, we have to do a consult because I need to have more data to give you a good answer, and solutions which may involve conventional doctors, advanced functional medicine testing, maybe quantum testing like QRMA and metapathia, etc. And hopefully we'll keep you away from unnecessary surgery, unnecessary polypharmacy. And there are some drugs that can be helpful in some situations, like ACE receptor blockers and some diuretics. But like, say, for most heart disease, don't take a calcium channel blocker. Don't take a blood-thinning agent other than natokinase or lumbar kinase. Do a test for blood viscosity, look for cardiac markers. The same way with the brain function. You know, we can do quantitative testing on brain function with organic acids, metabolites, a quantitative EEG, and other testing. So we can find a lot of information out that you might think, gee, that's hard to believe that we can actually do that, and we can. For example, we have a lot of people giving us good reports. For example, colon cleanse clears not only your bowel but your mind. It clears your body of toxins because it helps get rid of the toxic plaque that's in your lower bowel. And you have to understand, if you're not taking probiotics, your bowel could be deconjugating through these bad bacteria and re-releasing toxins back into your body. So colon cleanse is helpful, along with Living Probiotic Ultra. I had some people asked if we should be giving prebiotics. The prebiotics are already in our drinks, Ageless, Life Support, etc. You don't need to take a prebiotic. Basically, 3/4 of the short-chain fatty acids that actually nourish your bowel wall, colonocytes, actually come from your bacteria. Your vitamin K and many other nutrients actually come from your bowel bacteria. Your body doesn't manufacture them. Your bowel bacteria do. The K vitamin is good for your blood vessels as well as your bones, vitamin K2. So it's kind of interesting. We have, let's see now. That is interesting. We have, okay, there we go. Sometimes people start asking really, really complex questions, but then if they're not following the protocol, it's kind of like not really a really good idea for us to continue doing that. So if you've got bad hip or spinal arthritis, you want to be following my protocol rather than just kind of keep asking questions when you need to get started. For example, if you've got bad spine or hip osteoarthritis and osteoporosis, you need to be on Arthritics, our new immune modulator, a bone generator that contains not only the type collagen but bone hormones, the microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, silica, boron, manganese, micelle D3, myco D2 is ergothionine, Inflamax to turn off the interfascial adhesions, etc., and collagen max. So, you know, take the supplements. Then you can report in a month if you're making progress or not, and I can help you. So we'll be back in a moment with hour number two. And hour three will be an interesting new guest, Barbie Engel, the International Pain Organization. So we will be talking to her about her journey from wheels to heels and much more coming up tomorrow on Wednesday. Our Care Bar University in hour three is a special surprise guest. Again, Thursday, we hope to have Leo Lion Zagami back and a new report on what's going on in Italy and their plan to raise nationalism in Italy against the European Union. Back in a moment with hour number two, Health and Wellness. Just a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.